much. So much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hey, Joe. Yeah. Turn that down a little bit. That'd be good too. But definitely turn that down. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey, ooh, y'all coming in fast. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning. Good morning. Oh, let me start sharing. Yeah, share, share, share. Something right with my chair this morning. Thank you. There we go. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Share, 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 share. Let me share. I'm gonna ask y'all to share. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you, Father God, for you are good and you are merciful. And you are kind and you are loving and you don't forget us. Ooh, thank you. Oh, and you are consistent and we say thank you. Oh, and you never leave us and you never forsake us. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail. Thank you for making us above and not beneath. Thank you, Father God, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. Thank you, Father God, you are way maker, you are miracle worker. Ooh, my God, I'm sharing. Y'all share too. You are the King of glory. You are the great I am. Thank you, 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 thank you. You contend with those who contend with us. And even if we make mistakes, you are working those mistakes for our good. It's all going to add up in the end. Thank you, Father God, for your provider. Thank you, Father God, for being protector. Thank you, Father God, for wisdom, for knowledge. I thank you, Lord God, for just good things, the godly things. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That you are a miracle worker. Ooh, come on, y'all. Thank you, Lord God, for being a miracle worker. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for fresh starts and new beginnings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are creating us and blessing us to be a blessing, Lord God. Thank you. We are blessed to be a blessing, Father God. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you for King. Thank you for Kingdom. Woo! Thank you for the things that we don't even understand. Thank you, Father God, that you are with us. Thank you for how amazing you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that the scales tip in our favor. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you that the scales tip in our favor. Thank you, Father God, for overwhelming us with your goodness, with your mercy, with your love. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for our children and our children's children and their children. And I thank you, Father God, that we have generational wealth, woo, a legacy that we can lay up for them. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into a generational mindset, Lord God. Oh my God. Thank you for keeping us when we couldn't keep ourselves. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding that we are more, oh my God, than what we see. Thank you for more revelation knowledge. Thank you for tightening us up, Lord God. And bringing us into a place, Lord God, where we won't be shy in the things of God. Thank you for newness this morning. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for brand new mercies, Lord God. Ooh, thank you for fresh oil, Lord God. Thank you for fresh starts and new beginnings, Lord God. It doesn't matter what we did yesterday. We can start all over today. Thank you for your outpour of your spirit on our sons and daughters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for their resurrection power, the resurrection power coming alive in their life. Thank you, Father God, that if they've been hard to reach, that you are putting a laborer in their field. Somebody will meet them at work. Woo! Somebody will meet them in the streets. Somebody will meet them, Father God, at the club. Somebody will meet them in the movie theater. It doesn't matter where they are. They are not too hard for you to reach. Oh, Lord God, today is the day that we surrender all. Oh, my God, we surrender all. We surrender everything to you. We surrender health, our health, the sickness, disease. Oh, Father God, come on. Allergies, sinuses, fibroid, myalgia. Come on, Lord God. Lupus, sickle cell disease, cancers of the bone, cancers in the brain, cancers in the breast, cancers in the colon, Lord God. Blood-borne diseases, Lord God. Oh, my God. We surrender and submit those to you, Lord God. Neurological diseases, we submit those to you. Depression, anxiety, and fear, we submit those to you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We submit those to you today, Father God. Autoimmune diseases, we submit those to you. Respiratory diseases, we submit those to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our diseases, we submit those. Diseases in our gums and our gum lines, we submit those to you, Lord God. Even when we've said things like bad feet, we submit those to you, Lord God. We surrender over every diagnosis that does not line up with your perfect will. We surrender and submit those at your feet, Father God. Lord God, and even if it's according to purpose or it's working according to purpose, we still surrender all and we trust you, Lord God, to be God. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. We trust you to be God. We surrender and submit our finances to you. Look, God, we're not going to worry about what we eat or worry about what we wear or worry about where we live. No, no, no. Those things have overwhelmed and consumed your people for so long that Jesus spoke boldly to say that we don't need to worry over those things because you care for us. So, Father God, every financial issue, woo! Every financial concern, every place we thought we saw lack, like, oh, I feel the anointing. I feel your power. Every place we thought we saw lack, every place where there's not been enough, every place where there's been more weak than there's been checked, every place where it looks like our refrigerator was empty or our accounts was running dry, or every place where we have sudden bills or things that have come up and things we didn't have enough for, we place those at your feet. Every place where we need tuition taken care of, and every place that we stand in need, Father God, we submit those at your feet, Lord God. We're not going to try to figure out how it happens. Just in your words, like with the disciples, when they had to pay taxes, you performed a miracle. There was a coin in the fish's mouth. Woo! Come on. There was bread when there were too many people. Woo! There was fish when there was too many people. Oh my God. Just like those times, Lord God. My God, you are the same God that is source and supply of all our needs. So we surrender. And where there has been conflict in our life, Lord God, where strife and contentions and dissensions, Lord God, and principalities and warfare in our home and warfare on our job and warfare in our marriage and warfare with our children, we surrender those relationships and those circumstances and situations, and we decree and declare that you be God. Woo! Let your peace invade. Oh my God. Let your joy invade. Oh my God. Let self-control be the truth that we hold on to, Lord God. My God, let us be mindful in how we treat people. Lord God, I thank you for orchestrating and ordering our steps today, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that we hear you saying, go this way and that way, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that, oh my God, for a fresh touch this morning for your people. I thank you, Father God, for clarity and for new mindsets this morning. Woo! I thank you, Father God, for opening our eyes to see and having our ears to hear and increasing our discernment for you, Lord God. Let us live for kingdom, king and kingdom. Let the kingdom of God become our priority, Lord God. Woo! My God, remove us from all the idols, anything that taxes us, anything, my God, that keeps us from walking according to your perfect plan and purpose, Lord God. We break and destroy cycles, woo, of depression in the name of Jesus. We break and destroy cycles of anxiety in the name of Jesus. We break and destroy cycles of fear in the name of Jesus. We break and destroy, come on, y'all, my God, cycles of worry, things that we have continued to relapse. We will not relapse, woo, any longer. We are sober. We will not relapse to old mindsets any longer. Woo! We will not relapse to addictions any longer. I don't care what addiction of pornography. My God, addiction to things that are sexually immoral, addiction to drugs. My God, addiction to social media, Lord God, addicted to people pleasing, Lord God. We will not relapse to those behaviors. We are free. Woo! You ought to type freedom in the comments. Freedom! We are free from those things today, Lord God. You are causing us to break free, to overcome, to move according to your purpose and your will for our lives. Lord God, inside of us, we were created to conquer. Inside of us, we were created to rule. Inside of us, we were created to reign. Woo! God, that you have created us to reign. Thank you, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that we operate according to the will of God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for new temperaments, Lord God, that we just won't fly off the handle, Lord God, that we will think before we speak, Lord God, that we will consult the wisdom. Oh, I love you so much. We will consult the wisdom of the Holy Spirit before we make decisions, that we will not be anxious, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that we will not be anxious, Lord God, that we will travel the narrow path, Father God. My God, remind us today, Lord God, that we will be on purpose. Can you put that in your notes today? I was made on purpose. Come on, y'all. Keep sharing the devotional. I was made on purpose. I was made on purpose. I'm supposed to be here. I want to read this little bit of scripture over you, and then we're going to get in finally into Romans. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord, for who you are. I'm going to back up to, you know what? Let me start at the first verse. Psalms 139, it says, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. Ooh. You know when I sit down and when I stand up, you understand my thoughts. This is David speaking from far away. You observe my travels and my rest. You are aware of all my ways. Before a word, that's so powerful, that God is aware of all the ways. Ooh. God, you are aware of all my ways. And if the Lord God is aware of all your ways, then my God, he accepts even your flaws, baby. Ooh, come on, get you some freedom today, my God. Because see, we'll try to spend time fixing ourselves up before we come to God, or fixing ourselves up before we realize how purposeful we are. But God can take the least. Ooh, my God, God can take the least. He can take the least. He can take the raunchiest of us. He can take the worst of us. God can take the least of us. Come on, y'all. You got to see this God way. God can take the least of us and use us for his purpose and use us for our good. Ooh, his good. Oh, my God. Lord God, thank you for taking the least of us. So it says, he says, You know, when I sit down, when I stand up, you understand my thoughts from far away. You observe my travels and my rest. You are aware of all my ways. Ooh, God is aware of all your ways, Tristan, and he still calls you worthy. Ooh, y'all gonna make me run and throw coffee this morning. Do you know how amazing that is? That is ministering to me this morning. God is aware of all my ways, and he still calls me perfect. Ooh, my God. God is aware of all my ways, and he still calls me daughter. Ooh, come on. You, my God. God is aware of all my ways, and he still calls me beautiful. Ooh, God is aware of all my ways, and he still calls me purposeful. My God, come on, you ought to put that. God is aware of all my ways. God is aware of all my shortcomings, Crystal. God is aware of all my ways, and he still calls me worthy. God is aware of all my ways. God, and no matter how far I try to get, my God, his right hand, let me not even skip there. He says, that did something inside of me. He says, God is, so that tells me if God is all aware of all my ways, I need to stop trying to make myself perfect. I need to stop trying to figure myself out. Philippians 1:6, it says, God will complete me. Woo! I need to stop trying to doctor myself up and make myself look good. And all God is asking me to do, come on, Romans 12, he says, present your body. Woo! Come on. He says, get to know me. He says, present your body as a living sacrifice. Gain more understanding of who I am. Gain more understanding of the friendship. Gain more understanding of me as a father. Gain more understanding of how I move and how I think of you and how I understand you. Gain more understanding of why I really gave you Jesus. Woo! Gain more understanding that I knew you would never be without sin. And since you messed up, I gave you a blood that washes. I gave you a blood that sanctifies. I gave you a blood that cleanses. I gave you a blood that transforms, that takes you from this to that. Meet me at the altar. Woo! And let me do a greater work in you. That's what he's been saying. So God's right hand, can I tell you something? This is what I love about God. God's right hand will hold on to you even when you try to get too far. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It says, so there's the next part. It says, before a word is on my tongue, you already know about it. Woo! Before I'm about to say the wrong thing, you already know. I'm about to say the wrong thing. Ooh, you know where I'm weak. Ooh, you know where I'm strong. You know where I lack faith. Oh my God. If this doesn't open you up to be more transparent before God, you may not have the strength to be transparent before people yet. But if this doesn't open you up to be more transparent before God, to be naked and not ashamed, to understand that this is how, it says, before a word was on my tongue, you already knew, woo, you already knew I was going to cuss out. You already knew I was getting ready to cuss out. You already knew it. You already knew what I was about to say. You already knew the text I was about to send. You already knew the email that I was going to send to my boss. You are, and you still love me. If you skip to the end of Romans in the 28th verse, it says nothing. Put nothing, no thing. It says nothing can separate me from the love of God. It says nothing can separate me from the love of God. So I'm not going to judge myself before time, and I'm definitely not going to judge nobody else. It says before a word is on my tongue, you knew all about it, Lord. Ooh, come on now. My God, you better get you some freedom today. It says, you have encircled me. Woo! God, I thank you. You have placed your hand on me. His hand is on Cheryl. His hand is on Esther. His hand is on Janice. His hand is on Cherise. His hand is on Nia. His hand is on Teresa. His hand is on Shanquita. His hand is on Shamana. His hand, Father God, is on Kedra, on Jessica, on Lakeisha, on Javen, on Jaleel, on Josiah, on Judah, on Lyric, on Logan, on Shiloh, on Casey. His hand. He said, you have placed your hand on me. Oh, come on. This means God can do the incomprehensible. God can do things that we don't see and don't understand. The word of God says he reigns on the just and unjust. God can cause favor, woo, Cheryl, to come on your life in an unlikely season. Woo! God can confuse the hand and the path of the enemy when they are about to overtake you. Woo! Lord God, cause their eyes to see this morning. For those that have been fearful and worried about the attack of their enemy, cause their eyes to see this morning, Lord God, that you are greater. Woo! You outnumber whatever enemy that they face. Woo! Come on. My God, cause their eyes in an unlikely season, Cheryl, in an unlikely season, when it don't make sense, when it looks like you ain't doing what he said, in an unlikely season, God can cause favor to come. Woo! That's why I don't think counting nobody out. That's why I don't believe in judging nobody before it's time. Because in an unlikely season, Key, in an unlikely season, when it looks barren, when it looks dry, when it looks depressed, when it looks overwhelmed, when it looks consumed, when it looks like you can't, in an unlikely, oh, y'all, I'm about to go. I gotta go. Unlikely season. I'm just being real. When your bank account is low, woo, come on, in an unlikely season, when the report of the doctor don't line up with what your face say, in an unlikely season, woo, come on now, in an unlikely season, in an unlikely place, God can cause favor to come. When you feel like you made too many mistakes, woo, come on now. My God, Lord God, do not allow us to judge us before time. Oh, my God. Thank you that all things are working out according to your perfect plan and will for our life. So he says, before a word is on my tongue, you know all about it, Lord. You have encircled me. You have placed your hand on me. He says, this wondrous knowledge, and that's been our problem, Father, says this wondrous knowledge is beyond me. Woo! How God feels about you is beyond you. How God works is beyond. You'll never understand all of God. You think you have revelation of what happened on the cross, but you'll never understand the magnitude. God, Jesus didn't have no painkillers. Jesus didn't have no pain. You'll never understood the magnitude when they pierced him in the side. You'll never understand the cat of the night. You'll never understand the level of suffering that God went through so that you could be restored. You can't impress, you can try, but you'll never understand the magnitude of how God feels about you. You just have to accept it. Ooh. You just have to accept it. You have to accept what you don't understand. And can I tell you something? When you walk into that level of acceptance, you will start treating people different. And here is why. Because you won't judge man before their time either. You won't count them out. You won't tap them out. You won't throw them to the side. You won't predict their future because you understand, my God, the incomprehensible ways. I don't understand all that God does, but I call him faithful. He says, the wondrous knowledge is beyond me. It is lofty. He says, I'm unable to reach it. Woo, come on. He says, where can I go to escape your spirit? Woo, come on. He says, where can I flee from your presence? If I go to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I live at the east horizon or settle at the western limits, even there, your hand will lead me. Your right hand will hold on to me. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night shines like the day. Darkness and light are alike to you, because you created them. I'm trying to get to this one part. This has been so good. For it was you. Come on. You needed this morning. You needed this. You needed the resurrection power of what Jesus did to come in your life, and this word to take root in your heart. So from this point forward, you are no longer confused about who you are. You need, instead of where I was about to travel, you needed this. You needed to meet God right here at this devotional, on this platform, in this moment. And I don't care if you catch it later, so that you could break the cycles that God didn't love you, so that you could break the cycles of feeling like you're not worthy, so that you could break the cycles of not coming into a closer relationship with God. God is longing to meet you exactly where you are, no matter your brokenness. Oh my God, no matter your lack, no matter what you think is barren, no matter what, God needed you to meet here today and have you grasp in your heart and have you gain more understanding of how he see you and how he knitted you and how he made you and how he created you and how he understands you and he gets you when nobody else gets you. Woo! He understands you when nobody else understands you. He knows your perverse thoughts. He knows your wicked thoughts. He knows your good thoughts. He knows your insecure thoughts. He knows your anxious thoughts. He knows your worry thoughts. And he is not man. Come on. I know ain't nobody ever talked to you like this. I know ain't nobody ever spoke to you when you were sitting in the dust or sitting in the middle of your stuff or in the middle of your ways that you ain't even came out. And nobody even said to you, God still finds you worthy. Jesus still accepts you as his beloved. Woo! Come on. My God, his ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. My God, he is inconceivable. He is immeasurable. So he says, 13 verse, he said, for it was you who created my inward parts. My God, you knit me together in my mother's womb. My God, he said, I'll praise you. This is the part I wanted to get to today. I hear you, Lord. He says, I'll praise you because I have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wondrous, and I know this very well. So don't you spend not another moment picking yourself apart. Don't do it. Because you have been, I don't care about your body type, care about the hairs on your head, care about the mistakes you have made. You have been fearfully, and you are God's creation. God don't lie about, you may can't conceive who you are and what you are in this moment, but you are God's creation. You ain't too short, you ain't too tall, you ain't too wide. My God, you are God's creation. You are a wondrous work to God. Woo! You are a wondrous work of God. As a matter of fact, Genesis 1 and 27 says, you were made in the likeness and image. You were made in the, you have scrutinized and picked yourself apart way too long. You are made in the likeness and the image of God. You have beat yourself up. You have leaned into the mirror. Let me give you this part of my testimony and we go. One day I was in the mirror and I was ripping myself apart. I'm just going to be honest. And I still deal with myself on this often. Like I was in the mirror and I was ripping myself apart. Like I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was just, I was talking about my freckles and I was talking about how my teeth were crooked, and I was talking about my cellulite, and I was just going down the line of all the things that were wrong with me. And I heard the Lord say, lean in. Like, lean in, like, lean in. And I leaned into the mirror, and I heard, like, every time you criticize yourself, you're criticizing what I made. Every time you pick yourself apart, you're picking apart who I've created. My God, gain more understanding of who I am, not this world, not people, gain more understanding of who I am and how I feel about you. And I'm not talking to you like this. And I was like, okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Give me a mind's eye view of how you see me. Give me a mind's eye view of how you see me. And this was about four. I don't talk to myself like that in the mirror now. I tell me like, hey, girl. See, people rolling your eyes because they don't get it. Hey, girl. Yeah, when people don't understand how much you had to come from and how much you love you, yeah, they don't understand when you celebrate you. Hey, girl. Now I'd be like, hey, girl. Hey, girl. Come on. Hey, girl. Like, when my hair been little, when my hair been much, when my weight been more, when my weight been less, hey, girl. Because I understand I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So I celebrate myself often. I celebrate myself often, not because I'm proud, not because I'm puffed up, but because I'm fearfully, and you ought to put that above your mirror or write that on your mirror every morning, because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, every fiber, every tissue. And don't nobody, when you celebrate, when you, hey girl, or hey boy, when you celebrate yourself and say, hey girl, whoever else got something to say, whoever else don't understand it, whoever else don't get it, it don't matter. Hey, girl, right? Because I'm fearfully. I ain't got it all together. I ain't got it all worked out. I don't show up all perfect. But hey, girl, got some cellulite in my thighs, still wear shorts. Because hey, girl, come on now. Hey, girl. Hey, girl, because I'm fearfully and do not care what you think about how I look. Don't need you to sign off on it. I used to. I don't no more. Because why? Hey, girl. And all the other things got to work out in the in-between. He'll speak to me, lay up off the bread, put the sweets down, go walk, go drink. He'll do all that. But until then, I'm going to sign off on what he said, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So when I see myself now, hey, girl. Woo! I'm trying to me now. Hey, girl. Woo! I love me now. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey. Oh, you look good today. Oh, you smell good. Hey, girl. Hey. And then I treat me how I hope everybody else would treat me. And then even if they don't, I still go. Woo! Even if they don't, I still do. Even if nobody else gets it, I still get me and I treat me accordingly. That's good. Father God, thank you for your word this morning to build us up, to boost us, to help us understand who we are, where we are, what we do, how we were created, and how much we mean to you. Erase from us every negative image and every negative mindset that we've ever had, and do not even allow us to entertain the looks, the actions, and the thoughts of people who don't even know how to celebrate themselves. Let us celebrate, my God, how you have fearfully and wonderfully made us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Now, two things the Lord places on your heart to give. Go to the website. We got Feed the Streets this weekend. You want to be a part? Hey, we need some more people to serve. So if you will, sign up, go to the website, click the link, and you can come out to serve with us. We're going to put together these meal kits. That's this Saturday, 10 o'clock. We need some more people to serve. Don't forget to sign up for virtual pillow talk. We're going to have a flyer drop a little bit later today. You're getting 5 sessions for $99 starting on Friday night and all day Saturday. So I want you to be a part. I want you to be, I think that's the 14th and the 15th. I want you to go ahead and get signed up in July for Pillow Talk. Third thing, don't forget, purchase 30 days of prayer. 30 days of prayer. Purchase 30 days of prayer. Go on and get your copy and send it in. Oh my God. What else? That's it. So go give. Second, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is actually where my self-image changed. This is where my image changed. When I really began to know who Jesus was, then I understood that the image that I had of myself was not the image God had of me. And it began to change my life. If that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send an email to info@justbeinglmj.com. And we're going to send you some resources and we're going to send you some materials. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Go be loved today. Thank you for saying that, Janice. The 30 days of prayer is amazing. Go be loved today. Let somebody else experience the love of God through you. Someone will not know his love until you're on the scene. See you back in the morning. Invite people in. Back in the morning, 6 a.m. Love y'all. Love. Woo! Peace and blessing. Hey, girl. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.